book of Joshua, please, chapter number 1, verse number 1 of the book of Joshua. While you're turning, I appreciate Brother Tim. I appreciate his ministry. I appreciate his life. I've been privileged to know him ever since he was a very young man. We've always been buddies and still are buddies. Praise God, and I appreciate the Word of God. He only missed one thing tonight. He should have preached on gluttony. Hallelujah. Joshua 1 and 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying. Now, I want you to notice something, and I'm not going to preach on this, but I would like for you to notice something, especially you younger preachers, us younger preachers. Now, I'm not talking so much to Brother Herschel and Brother Arch and these that's preaching at old folks meeting down there. I'm talking to us younger preachers. If you'll notice here in chapter number 1, it says, unto Joshua, the son of Moses, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. As that old charismatic used to say, who come on the radio right before I did, do you get that, saints? Hallelujah. Moses' minister saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to thee, even to the children of Israel. Every place that thy sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. I've already told Moses that, and I'm rehearsing this, and I'm telling it again. I don't like for people to say the same thing over. Well, God did. Right. That's right. Amen. So I guess it's all right if we want to. He did. And so he tells him that, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this and this Laban, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. You can take either one of these promises and do somersaults on barbed wire fence right over hell and never fall in. Praise God. And so the Lord is speaking to this young man that is now put in the position of where he has been the minister, now he is a leader. Where he has been the follower, now it's his time. And the Lord said, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I have swore unto thy fathers to give them. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son Jesus Christ, would you anoint this tabernacle of clay, this body of nothingness, with the Holy Ghost and with the power and Spirit of God. I thank you for your people. I thank you for this watch night service. I thank you for the love of God. I pray, Lord, that you would help us right now to bless your people and let them know that you're still with us and for us and will be with us, and we'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Praise God. I'd like to preach tonight on looking both ways. Hallelujah. Now look at what the Lord is saying unto Joshua here. This man now that stepped into the place of the man that he has ministered. Now it's his time. And he's to lead on. And he's to go on. And one of the main things about the book of Joshua is you'll find in the book of Joshua is this quotation. Be strong. Don't be afraid. Don't back up. I'm paraphrasing here, but the word be strong, I'm not paraphrasing. You'll find that in the book of Joshua oft times that he has said, be strong. In other words, what he's telling him, don't you worry, I'm going to be with you. Praise God. When he talks to Joshua here, he talks to him about looking back. And then he talks to him about looking forward. Praise God. Here, let's look back. First of all, if I could and use an illustration, let me say this, if I may. If you went out there to this road, and you will, if not tonight, tomorrow, sometime in the very near future, and you're going to pull out on that highway, let me give you some friendly advice in case you hadn't been doing it. Look in both directions. Amen. I'm reminded of an old cornfield Georgia fellow that went to Florida where the fast traffic were many years ago. And of course, South Georgia roads where stop signs only don't mean too much, you know. About like Brother Lonnie is about to get us into over there this evening, and Sister Shirley was hollering, "Stop, stop!" And I was about to get ready to help her. Praise God. He was on the telephone, and he done passed one road we were supposed to turn on, but I thought he knew where he was going. And come to find out, he didn't know. Hallelujah. And Shirley was hollering, "Stop! Stop!" And I was helping him put the brakes on. I'd rear him back. Praise God. And he just cut that thing. Here we go. Praise God. Well, this old fellow went down to Florida and where the traffic was busy. And he come out in the road and he was going this way. So he just looked this way and he turned this way and wham! Somebody hit him. And they got stopped. And of course, called the police. And the police come. And the man that hit him said, "He just pulled out in front of me." And the policeman said, "Sir, did you look before you pulled in the road?" He said, "Yeah, I looked this way." "But why didn't you look that way? And both ways?" Amen. And so the Lord is saying to Joshua here, look in both directions. Let's look back at what God has done for us. Hey, 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 hey. I'm sorry, folks, if you come to hear a sad note and hear a sad song and hear a sad message and a tear chucker tonight, I want to tell you God's been abundantly good to me in the year of 2009. Let me get my glass so I can see where to turn this thing on. What's on? Hallelujah. Well, I want to say tonight, just because we didn't get the president maybe that a lot of folks thought we should have got, hallelujah, that hadn't dampened my spirit with loving and living and preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. It hadn't caused me to pull over to the side of the road to the parking lot and say, "I think I'll just pull over and give up and give in and quit and go to the house and sit out and twiddle my thumbs. God's been good to Brother Neil and Sister Joanne." Hallelujah. Oh, I want to know something tonight while we're looking in that direction. Has he been good to you? Has he blessed you this year? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm thanking God for what he's been to us in 09. Praise God. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow. I don't know about the future, but I know who holds the future. I don't know about all the news, and I don't know what the president's got in plan and what the Congress and Senate's going to pass, but there's one thing for sure. One of these days, we're passing out this land to the eternal land and to that heavenly blend, and until then, I think I'll travel on, pray on, shout on, sing on, live on, preach on, until I get there. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh yes, I look around us tonight. There are seats that are vacant. They were not vacant last year. There are those that were here. Sister Leala, one of them in particular. Oh, what a precious sign of God. I told Joanne after we had left the cemetery and on our way and heading to Oklahoma, I said, I can never remember in all the times I was ever around Sister Leala Sellers, and I was around her a lot, I never remember one time her raising her voice or talking with a harsh or hard attitude or a hard spirit about her of anybody. I remember when we stayed down there in that evangelist, well, in the MC's trailer, and even in the evangelist trailers, and we'd be preaching over at New Corinth in different places. That golf cart would pull up there, and it'd be Sister Leal, and Joanne wasn't getting along good physically, and Sister Leal had come down there, and she'd come in there, and she'd say, "Is there anything I can do for you, Sister Joanne and Brother Neil, and bring us little goodies and fix things for us as well as the rest of you have?" I know that. But the thing about it, she's graduated to the eternal worlds, and she's in the glory world tonight as well as some others that we could name. But my friend, let's continue on in the journey. Hallelujah. Looking back, I have no regrets for old nine. I have no bad song to sing. I have nothing to say but that God has been good to me in 09. And though Joanne has suffered some things and her physical condition hasn't been as good as we'd have loved for it to be, nonetheless, it's better than some people's. She's not completely bedridden. She's not laid up in a hospital somewhere. Yes, she has to get up and go out once in a while with a back. Some nights she's not able to make it to church. I understand all of that, but in spite of it all, I must say God has been good to the Bridges family. Hallelujah. Two girls and two boys, four grandchildren and two great-grandchildren, and all of them are living and in good health. They're not saved, but at least they're in good health, and they're enjoying life. I'm telling you, I only have one thing to say, and that is God been good to the Bridges family in the year of 09. I don't see nothing to sing sad songs. I don't see nothing to tell bad stories. God's been good to us. Haven't you had any valleys? Who haven't? But that's the way to get to the next mountain. Haven't you had any trials? Who hasn't? But not only does it try the ship, but it proves the captain. Hallelujah. Oh, who hasn't had the times of brokenheartedness and sadness and feeling somewhat despondent and discouraged? But amidst it all, my friend, I come to the end of 09 saying the God that brought me through 09, Brother Morgan's going to see me in the 2 in 2010. Hallelujah. The God that has brought me thus far is not going to forsake me now. He assures Joshua, and he lets him know that I'll not forsake you. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, the rest of the worlds are going the way they want to go. But the God that we are serving is not going to abandon us now. He's not going to jump overboard and run away from us. Come on, somebody, and shout hallelujah. The God that's brought us thus far is going to take us all the way and take us into the promised land. Oh, hallelujah. Look at what God's done. I tried to call my old buddy over here. I'd prayed through, but he just didn't believe it. I just don't know, Brother Neil. I said, "You're coming out. You're not going to die." "I don't know." I said, "You're not going to die."
"Well, tell me that again. Tell me I'm not going to die in 010.
Eventually, you're going to die. Amen. But the simple fact of it is, the simple fact, God brought him out. He's here tonight, fired up, if we can just keep the fire burning. Praise God. He's ready to go if we can just keep him moving. Oh, hallelujah. But the simple fact is, the God that did is a God that will. The God that has is a God that still can. Oh, hallelujah. And he's assuring Joshua, look both ways. Look back at what I've done. Look how I stood by you. Look how I brought you through. Look where I brought you from. Look what. And I spoke to Moses and promised him and the promised land. And I'm assuring you that you're going to get it and you're going to inherit it. And every place that you put your foot will be yours. Go ahead, boy, and go on. Amen. That doesn't mean there won't be some uphills. That doesn't mean there won't be some valleys. There doesn't mean there won't be some broke feet, whatever. That doesn't mean there won't be some knee operations. That doesn't mean there won't be some back operations. That doesn't mean there won't be some disappointments. But it simply means God will be with us. Hallelujah. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'll tell you, our faith should be anchored in more than what's going on in this world, but anchored in the one that does not fail regardless of the situation. I understand and know that America's in the most spiritual dilemma and worst spiritual state that it's ever been in the history of America. The morals of this country has gone to zero. If I could evaluate it right, it's probably 5 minus 0. I mean, it's unreal. Even among some of the holiness churches and all, it's just blowing my mind at the things that's popping up among us. But amidst it all, my friend, I want to tell you that God is still God, and I'm still trusting Him, and I'm still, Sister Melody, looking to Him regardless of what comes or what goes. My hope and my trust is not in man and not in the situations that's existing or does come, but my hope and trust is in the unfailing God that's promised us heaven at the end of the journey. Hallelujah. I talked to a preacher just a few days ago, and he was telling me about talking to a young man, and he said, son, above and beyond it all, you must be saved. You must be saved because heaven has had it the end of the journey. Praise God. Listen, my brothers and sisters, we are so journeymen tonight. We're going somewhere. We're not put here to stay. We're on a journey. Hallelujah. The old song said, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Hey, hallelujah. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. If the stock market crash, I can't help it. If the banks fold, it's not going to destroy me. But I'm telling you, the God that has promised us that He'll never leave us nor forsake us, He'll see us through. The God that fed Elijah by ravens will take care of us. Come on, somebody, and shout hallelujah. Looking in both directions, praise God. The God that's been the God of that old hoard-head man standing there that shouted ever since I was a young man and hooped and hollered and give God the glory. That same God that blessed this dear old warrior when I first got saved is still the same God that's going to stand by us and care for us in the days to come. Hallelujah! He has promised never to leave us. He said to Joshua, I'll not forsake you. I've had people to tell me that and they'd leave me. But God, what He's promised, He'll also do. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you to this body of believers tonight, when we're living in a world of compromise, and I know all of those things, let's hold it God's unchanging hand. He's going to go with us. He's going to keep us. He's going to see us through every trial and every test. I'm looking ahead to 2:20. I think I'll just go ahead and live on. I think I'll just fire up that old engine again. I think I'll just pull it out. Amen. If the brakes go out on this one, I'll do the best I can to get it where I can. Amen. And preach again. Hallelujah. When I got where I was going, I didn't go up there and I didn't say, let's all turn to whatever the number is. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. And get up there and go, praise God. Motorhome was messed up. So what? I can still preach. Hallelujah. The brakes is out, but they don't stop me. Hallelujah. The power steering's off, but I'm not powered by that steering. I'm steered by the Holy Ghost and directed by the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, look ahead. I'll tell you, we have every opportunity. We have every privilege of doing something for God in the upcoming year. Do you believe His word? Hallelujah. I talked to Sister Betty and Brother Thomas before church, and I was just picking at her. And I said, ask you a question. She said, okay. I said, can I quit praying for you? She said, no, you can't. Well, I was wanting to pray, go and pray for some other things. And no, you can't. Me and Joanne going down the road a while ago, here a while back, and there's our subject. We was talking about how we appreciate them, how precious they become to us just in a few times. And how wonderful. And of course, I've been close to Brother Tommy for years. And now she's in church and living for God. And how sweet and precious she is along with Him. And how wonderful it is. Hallelujah. And she's fought some things. And you know she has. She's fought that dreaded thing called cancer. Yes. But you know what? Just in a few more minutes, she'll be done made it through 09. She's been a warrior, but God's been by our side. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about 2:10, but I know who holds the future in His hand. And God is saying, go ahead and look forward, son. Go ahead and look on down the lane. Praise God. There's better things out yonder. There's some places of inheritance over there. I promised it to Moses, and Moses didn't get to walk in, though if you'll study the Bible, he made it. I bet he didn't get to walk in leading the people of Israel. But nonetheless, he speaks to Joshua and he tells Joshua, I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Praise God. I want to tell you tonight, young folks, how God was with Brother Herschel Smith and me and some of us, some of these older preachers and some of us middle-aged preachers. Hallelujah. We didn't have much sense. Praise God. And still, we have now, we just use a lot more deodorant. Praise God. The simple fact is, God was with us and God stood by us and God helped us. Hallelujah. Praise God. When others said, I don't see how they're going to make it. I don't know how they're going to do it. Yeah. Praise God. I'll tell you what. They'll wind up starving. They'll wind up in trouble. Praise God. I'll tell you what. If nothing else, God will move on a preacher to let you pull corn out of his field, roast ears, and take them off and paddle them. Hallelujah. Going down the road a hollering and roastners, roastners, fresh roastners, get your roastner, beep, 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 roastners. Women come out and say, how much is your roastner, sir? I'd say they had three dozen for a dollar. I think it was something like that. Anyway, I was making it by threes. I mean, they'd buy, you know, you got to. Give me 3 dozen. And I sold them all. It was back time. Let's pray and study and get ready to preach that night. Hallelujah. 50 cents a dozen. 50 cents a dozen's what he said. Okay, 50 cents a dozen. 3 dozen for $1.50. Well, give me 3 dozen. Hallelujah. You got them 50 cents a dozen. Praise God. How about the God that seen me then is the God that sees me now. The God that was with me last year is the God that's going to be with me in the upcoming year. Hallelujah. As He's promised, so will He do. He said, I'll not forsake you. I'll not leave you. Others will jump off board. Others will bail out. Others will turn back. The others to give up. But I'll not give up and I'll not forsake it. I'll be with you in the upcoming days. With confidence in God, we can go forward. We can not only look behind, but look ahead. Amen. Him who we did trust is he who we can trust now. And he who we trust now, we can trust in the days to come. Hallelujah. Oh! It's good to look both ways because it lets us know what he has done and he will do again. Somebody shout amen. He who has looked after us will continue to look after us. Oh, God talks to Joshua. And he tells him, no, just look back at the past and see what I've done. And I'm letting you know, Joshua, though I've done it back then, I'm going to do it in the future. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful that God will be with us? Amen. That God will stand by us. Praise the Lord. And he speaks to Joshua and he says to him, as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. And he said, I will not fail thee. Say that again. I will not fail thee, praise God. Nor forsake thee. Not only I'm not going to fail you, I'm not going to bail out on you. I'm going to be with you. Praise God. It doesn't matter what laws they pass. It doesn't matter what they constitute. It doesn't matter what they say. I'm telling you that I'll be with you. Yes, 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 yes. You're going to face the Hittites. Yes, yes, yes. You're going to face the enemy. You're going to fight in the fight. Oh, yes. There'll be those when you cross the river, the Euphrates, the Hittites, and others beyond the great sea. But he said, there shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. The victory is yours. The victory is yours! Every place that the sole of your feet shall trod upon have I given unto you as I have said unto Moses. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. I'm going to give you the victory and you'll triumph. Brother Tim preached about and read about that triumph. And I wish he'd have really nailed that. And if you'll go back and study that out, that means more than just huckabucking. Praise God. And I ain't got time for that. But he said, I'll be with you. So now, here's the concluding remarks. Be strong and be of good courage, for unto this people, and I could say the holiness folks, those that believe and trust and live for God, shall thou divide inheritance. There's a better land than this. There's a home of perfect bliss. Oh, I tell you, that is where I want to go. That is where I want to go. That is where I want to go. When this earth their life shall end. I have loved ones over there in those mansions bright and fair. Oh, I tell you, that is where I want to go. Brother Neil, this was a question asked me. Brother Neil, why do you live like you live? You want me to tell you what I gave him the answer to it? Heaven. You didn't get that. Why do you live like you live? The answer was heaven. Stand with us, please. Just a few moments of time. We'll step into a brand new year of uncertainty. We don't know what the future holds, but we know Brother Mark who holds the future. We're living in a shaky world, and you know that. Let me go even farther than that, saying the church world is being shaken and sifted like never before. But amidst it all, Brother Bud Hutchison, I want you to know He'll stand by us. He'll keep us. He'll sustain us. He'll uphold us. He'll be our strength, Brother Morgan. He'll be our stay. He'll be the buckler. And we can make it, children of God. We can make it. Let's pray. Come to the altar and let's pray. Lord, as we come to the close of this year, of the year of 09, we come, Lord, thanking You for what You have done and what You have been to us and every soul that we've seen saved, those that we've seen sanctified, those that we've seen baptized with the Holy Ghost. We thank You, Lord, for those. We thank You for the healings that we've seen, spiritual healings and physical healings and homes that's been put back together by the power of God. We thank You for protecting Joanne and me on the road this year, Lord, and all the trials that we've been through. And it's worth it all, Lord. It's worth it all. I come to the end of 09 with a heart of gratitude and thanking You for how good You've been to us. Oh, Lord, how wonderful and glorious and marvelous Your great and wonderful and mighty and holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Unworthy vessels are we. Oh, Lord, just mortal clay. God, saved by the grace of God. Saying as Paul said, I'm what I am by the grace of God.